4CRV, can I get a quick radio check, please? N4CRV, N4ZLK. Okay, N4CRV, appreciate it. How am I sounding on your end?
Give me a... Let me turn the fan down here. I'm sitting in the cab waiting on a pickup. Give me a dead key for a minute. Sounds like you might have a little white noise, but you're really copyable.
Appreciate that. I got me a little Laney Tone 778 used over the weekend, and I'm testing out a UHF-VHF antenna on a 35-foot telescoping pole with the plans to make it permanent in a different configuration, but right now I'm just testing to see how my signal's getting out and how I'm being received.
I think you're doing good. I may not be the best judge based on my location because the repeater's not coming in full scale, but you're very, very copyable. Audio's great. Signal seems great. Like I said, a little noise, but that could be my location.
That I'm also on the southern tip of Simpsonville, so and I'm only about 30, 35 feet in the air. So considering I'm getting to the Caesars Head repeater and I'm hearing you very clearly, I'm very pleased with the results so far. I appreciate that.
And I just flipped over to reverse the input while you were talking, and I could pick you up. Not nearly as well, but I could hear you in there. So. We'd actually be able to talk simplex. I'm over here just north of Piedmont off Highway 20.
Appreciate it. Still got some little tweaks to the test I've done so far. And appreciate the call back. N4CRV.
Good evening. Sounds good. N4CRV. N4ZLK.
Still working?
NC9B.
Call it that. I've been sitting here for 30 minutes waiting on them to load the trailer.
Well. I know the feeling. It's been a long day for me. It's the longest day I've worked in 5 years.
Say the same thing, but it is my last pickup. As soon as they're done, in fact, they just started. I felt the trailer shaking. They just started rolling one on, so it shouldn't be long now.
Got back from Seneca. Had to run over to a company over there and drop a trailer, pick up another one, and bring it back. And boy, talk about persnickety. They're real picky about how you pack into their docks there. I mean, can you pull over about an inch? Yeah, I guess.
Fun. Most people don't care, but every once in a while you'll run into someone. So are you still working as well?
Up the mountain now, head back. Going home.
Cool. I'm glad you're... You should be able to make it home before dark. I was hoping to. It might be, it'll be getting close. I should be home before it's fully dark.
And tomorrow, we don't want to be out after dark.
Tell you that, but speak for yourself. I was just going to try to ride my bike tonight a little bit before it got too dark.
I'll probably do that too. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. We'll see. Talking to the wife, maybe taking the boat out. Ooh, poor guy. He's got duals on the back of that box truck, and he's just got a flat tire. It's all chewed up.
All right, he should be okay.
Get to whatever it was he hit and take out both of them, because he's leaning that side bad.
Not a bad day. All right, Leon, have a good evening. I'm going to go in and see if I can get him to hurry up. I keep having to hit the override, shutdown override on this truck, and I'm getting tired of doing that.
Yeah, I've got to do that all the time. I just touch the gas pedal or the accelerator one time. That usually takes care of that. But the one I drive today, it's got electrical issues. They sent it down from Michigan, and I know why they sent it, because they didn't want to deal with it up there. So I just wrote it up. It's got major issues. Every light the dashboard was on.
I've got a light on here that says check, and it looks like an engine. I guess that just means I've got an engine, is that right? Because it's on all the time.
Yeah, that truck I've been driving, the whole time I've been driving it, the check engine light's been on. So, I don't know. People are, just shipping out that. They have a garage. I don't know, we were just talking about it. They have a garage up there in Michigan. I don't know why they did it down here. That's not very cost efficient.
As long as they're moving, as long as it's running. All right, let me go. You have a good evening, you and Wendy. And 4ZLK.
Shane, have a good one. Be safe. NC9B, clear.
4, hello. Anybody out there?
The repeater intermittently. I want to lose the repeater in a minute because I'm going into the no man's land up here in North Carolina. So, but you're in another repeater. Horrendously, I should say. NC9B.
Conversation when you and Shane, somebody was nearby where I'm located.